Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Last Christian. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. And over there on the left-hand side of your screen is Mr. David Paxton, all the way from New York City. Mm-hmm. How's it going today, David?
Oh, it's good. Even if it's only by picture, I decided to get out into the woods a little bit and just relax. I'm on the train tracks right now.
Yeah, I see that. Because
we're on the fast train to Raptureville.
Oh, man. Are we ever?
It's getting nuts out there. So I figured, let me just get on the train and we'll see where this goes today. It's Shabbat after all, right?
Yeah. And, you know, this is supposed to be our weekly week in review show, and we will do a little bit of that, but for the most part I think it's time now for us to really begin to focus more and more on the fact that time is running out. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We are truly in the final countdown, just like what I have there on the title screen. Mm-hmm. It hit me, I think, maybe a week ago or something. You know, I mean, I've been talking about the rapture for years. I've been talking about, you know, what to expect for years. And mm-hmm. just the other day, it just hit me hard, you know, that it's here. You know, this is it. We are down to it right now. All the players are in place, just like the Bible said they would. David, you've got a earthquake deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, look at the last, while I'm talking or whatever, look at the last couple of days, just the last couple of days as far as earthquakes go. Okay. Japan just had a 7.1 day before
yesterday. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. California had a 5-point-something. Mm-hmm. Texas mm-hmm. had an earthquake. Texas.
That's a little unusual, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, you got earthquakes in various places. There's definitely rumor of war. And there is definitely war, okay? There is definitely famine. There are definitely pestilences, as in COVID, as in bird flu, mm-hmm. as in rat, whatever, okay? And yes, these things have happened in the past, but they have never happened all at the same time.
Right, before. That's the key. It's like I talk about with the birth pains, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, if you are not saved yet, I'm gonna start the show like this. If you're not saved yet, I'm going to make this really, really clear. If you are not saved when the rapture happens, you're going to go through 7 years of hell, or at least part of it. Okay?
Maybe get your head chopped off early.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, something happens to you. But the thing is, you can still be saved after the rapture of the church, but you got to mm-hmm. go through the hell. Whereas if you are already saved prior to the rapture, you're going to be watching it instead of being a part of it.
Well, I think even more than that is people don't realize there's a hierarchy of sorts in the heavens as well. Just like there's angels, some are cherubim, some are seraphim, some are guardian angels, like the archangels. We hear our archangels. But they were the ones that were chiefs and captains over others. And just like, you know, let's say the U.S. military has different branches. It all falls under the military and falls under mm-hmm. the headship of some clown right now, but we're going to change that. But they're all different, but they're all under the one hierarchy.
Right.
And that's what it's like in heaven. We have Old Testament saints. It's clear because Jesus said the law and the prophets were until John.
Mm-hmm.
And then John was the greatest of all time. But the least in the kingdom will be greater than John.
Right.
So the benefit to accepting Christ before the rapture is you will be part of the bride of Christ, and you will have an inheritance of ruling and reigning with him, not only for the 1,000 years, but on into eternity.
Eternity.
And right. being part, basically, if you are the bride, okay, so you got the husband and the wife, you essentially now own everything jointly. And that's why he says you'll be joint heirs with mm-hmm. Christ.
Yeah.
And you won't necessarily be a joint heir if you become one of the tribulation saints. Now, granted, you'll be allowed into the kingdom. It'll be, you know, I'd rather be a doorman in heaven than to be in hell.
Right.
But nonetheless, you have the opportunity, if you're still alive, to accept that and be one of the greatest in mm-hmm. the kingdom. He says you'll get a special crown and a special reward mm-hmm. for the longing for his appearance. So love the Lord now. Do what you can now to earn basically points in heaven. It doesn't earn your salvation. Your right. salvation right. says, okay,
yeah.
you are... You're clean from sin. You have no sin, so you're allowed to get into heaven. But now you have a position in heaven. Most mm-hmm. people don't realize that. The church yeah. has just lost sight of all that.
We
are it's clean, not basically, ruling and reigning with the King for all eternity if you're part of the bride of Christ and receive him before the rapture.
Yeah, and that's something, you're correct, that is not taught in the churches. At least I haven't heard it. I have never heard it taught in the church, ever.
Mm.
And, you know, that's, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's sad, but that's the way it goes.
Okay, as I said, now, this is a week in review, and one of mm-hmm. one of the big topics this week is the selection of the vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party and their anointee. I'm not going to call it a nominee, but their appointee.
Okay? No one voted for either one of them. Yeah,
so... let's listen to this one real quick, and it's got some very it has a very interesting point in it that we need to talk about. So let's listen to this one.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate ahead of November's presidential election. Initially, 60-year-old Walz was seen as an outsider in the race for the VP nomination. Ever since Mitch McCann reports.
16 days ago, Kamala Harris was the running mate on the Democratic presidential ticket. Now Harris has chosen her own vice presidential candidate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Walz, originally from Nebraska, is in his second term as the state's governor after a career in the United States National Guard and as a schoolteacher both in China and the U.S. During his time as governor, Walz has introduced social welfare programs such as free lunch for public school students and increased protections allowing workers to unionize. The decision brings an end to intense speculation about who Harris would pick, with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly among the initial favorites.
It was confirmed this week that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will meet in a televised debate next month. The Trump and Harris campaigns confirmed the pair will meet on September the 10th. It was the date that Trump and Joe Biden were scheduled to have their second debate.
Okay, now what's important here is the way that they portrayed Walz. Okay, I just wrote this down really quick because these are the only two points that they made. He offers free lunch for school kids,
mm-hmm.
and he allows unions to unionize, which, to my knowledge, has always been the case. But anyway, that makes him sound like a saint. What they don't, what they
the
do
only
not,
good things they can find.
Yeah, and they also talked about his National Guard status. Okay, he lied about that. He mm-hmm. lied about being in combat. He never deployed. Instead of deploying, he quit the National Guard to run for political office. Okay, mm-hmm. he supports birth up to and even possibly after the moment of birth. You know, mm-hmm. he's an abortion guy, 100%, right? He doesn't believe in borders, and he was even quoted as having been a part of a pro-Hitler organization. And on top of that, he has met with Palestinian people who are wanting to destroy Israel on a routine mm-hmm. basis. That is what they ought to be focusing on instead of he's going to give free lunch to kids. He's a socialist.
Yeah, well,
he's the closest thing to a communist that we've ever had run for any office.
He even says that. He says, "Oh, one thing." He says, "Oh, one man's socialism is wonderful for another man." Blah blah blah.
Yeah, neighborliness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just so people know, this is the one that called J.D. Vance weird. Yet he made it a law that you had to put tampons in the boys' bathroom at
right.
school.
Yeah.
Okay. Tampon he is also team. The one. Now plug your ears on this one. He got. I saw a news article this morning from the 90s where he was rushed to the hospital to have his stomach pumped because he was drank too much horse semen.
Mm.
So this is the guy they want to run the country.
Yeah. He was well vetted, wasn't he?
Sorry for that, but I mean, that's the news article.
Oh, man, he was well vetted. That's the only thing.
And clearly, if you watch anything, he's just as much of a lunatic as the other one. It says, clearly, prices are up.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, I don't get it.
How do they really think they're going to win with these idiots? They're not really trying to win. They're trying to force these people in, and they're going to cheat again.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'll mention something else that was in that report, which was the debate that Trump offered 3 debates, and Kamala Harris has only agreed to do the initial one that was agreed to with Biden. Because it's on ABC, which is the most anti-Trump channel that there is. And she has already backed out of the Fox debate because she would be asked questions, legitimate questions, and she wouldn't have the questions in advance, and she would have to answer them. And she's incapable of doing that because she's a very unintelligent lady. Mm. So, whether or not they have a second debate, I don't know.
Did you see the one where she says, oh, we just have to be more woke. We're the wokest.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, she's woke.
I'm going to spread that one around a lot because everybody hates woke people.
The woke joke. Yeah, the woke joke. I don't get it. But the truth of the matter is that what we're talking about here is the final countdown to the end of the age.
That's the only answer for this.
Yeah, and nobody can support Israel. And according to the Bible, they go on it on their own, and the only hope for them to be saved is God himself, because no country comes to their aid, and they're overwhelmed. Well, you look at what's going on overseas, they're overwhelmed, right now they're bracing for war. I've got some reports that say that Israel's going to strike first. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of reports that tell me that they've already notified the Pentagon they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So, buckle up. Buckle up. The rapture's imminent.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to be here. Yeah, we're not going
to
be here.
I was talking to my buddy yesterday, John, longtime 40-year buddy. And so we were talking about that, and he's down in Florida. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're talking about the crazy things that are going on in the world. And he says all his Christian friends in the church and everything, and they're like complaining about all this stuff that happened. And he's like, well, you want Jesus to come, right? Did you read your Bible?
There you go.
I said, why don't you just rejoice and say, look, I hope it gets worse faster so he comes today.
Well, it sure is not going to get any better. You can believe that. Yeah. We're on the fast track at this point.
And 2 Timothy chapter 3 talks about that. May I read that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Absolutely. So, all right, let me switch over to the New American Standard. A lot of people don't deal with King James too well.
Okay.
But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these, for among them are those who enter in the households and captivate weak women weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never being able to come to the knowledge of truth. That says an awful lot about today, because even within the church, you see people have a form of godliness, but they really exhibit a lot of these things. Yep. Lovers of self, lovers of money, and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a big list. And not for nothing, we see every single one of those.
Everyone, As you were reading them, I was just going, check.
And they're denying his power. The vast majority of churches today deny the power of Christ.
Amen, they do, There's going to be a lot of churches convened the Sunday after the rapture.
Yeah, They're like, hey, where'd my buddy go?
I was thinking about this the other day, and now I could be 100% wrong here. I don't think I am, but I could be. But I, maybe I shouldn't mention the guy's name. I'm going to pass on it. I'm not going to say his name. I'm just going to say that there's going to be, immediately following the rapture, in my opinion, there's going to be news shows. Mm-hmm. And on those news shows, there's going to be a very well-known pastor that is going to appear on there. And mm-hmm. he's going to tell them, no, this has nothing to do with the rapture of the church. It didn't mm-hmm. happen, you know. If that had happened, I'd be gone, and so would all of my congregation, which is thousands of people. Of those thousands, there's going to be some that are gone, okay? Because you can mm-hmm. accept Jesus Christ, you know. That's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you know, his congregation may be fewer, but he's going to explain it away. I mm-hmm. guarantee that. And he's even going to believe his own crap for himself. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be one of those that stands before the great white throne of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's my opinion. What do you think, David?
Oh, he didn't happen to have a father who was big in ministry, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot. I did even a lot of the ones. Like the Methodist Church, all of a sudden they're having a convention, and the people get up. Oh, and my pronouns are they, them, and it's like, what is wrong with you people? And they got all sorts of tranny this and that, and it's like, this is not the church. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God loves everybody. Yeah, he loves you enough to tell you in debauchery. Yeah.
Right.
That's how much he loves you, is to tell you to stop doing that.
Mm. All right, let's move on here. We got a ways to go. But
on
this one right here, this to me just shows us how far gone the world is. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's listen to this one.
The U.S. has joined key allies in the Middle East to urge Israel and Hamas to restart ceasefire negotiations. The joint statement comes as tensions in the region remain high, with both Iran and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah group avowing an attack on Israel is coming in response to Israeli strikes targeting key leaders of Iran's proxies. From Beirut, Trent Murray has more.
The White House, Qatar and Egypt says there is no excuse not to restart ceasefire negotiations, pushing forward the date of August 15th for the next round. Israel has said it will be there, but Hamas has not yet responded. The warning comes amid concerns the Middle East could be on the brink of a major conflict. Here in Lebanon, the government has advised people against stockpiling, with reported runs on flour, rice and diapers. The government says the country's got 5 months' supply should there be a conflict. Diplomats continue to warn foreign nationals in Lebanon to get out of the country while there's still commercial flights available.
Okay, so they got 5 months' supply, but they need a 7-year supply, and they ain't got that. Okay, now... this is, to me, idiotic, because what they're doing is they're saying there's no reason why Israel cannot get a ceasefire done. You know, and Israel says, well, you know, we're available. We'll be there to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Hamas says, well, we haven't even answered you yet. So it's Israel's fault. It's Israel's fault that Hamas invaded them and started this whole thing. It's Israel's fault that the Hamas terrorists won't negotiate with them. It's Israel's fault that Hamas will not release Israeli and American hostages. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then this world is too far gone to even consider the possibility of coming back, because what I just talked about there is complete idiocy. Mm-hmm, what do you mm-hmm. have to say on that, David?
Yeah, he's basically, it says he has given them over. Let me see where I can find it. Okay, giving them, let me see, I've given
retrobate
them.
Retrobate mind, word. I think is what you're going
for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But yeah, that's basically what he talks about. He says, mm-hmm. Lord, it'll come to a point where they're so deluded that God just says, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
And he
yeah,
actually causes them, in that stupor, he's not even showing them the light. So mm-hmm. they literally believe all the nonsense that they say.
Yeah.
given them over to the great delusion, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's here we are. I mean, you can't get much closer.
Yeah, and if you don't see that, I mean, for anybody out there, if you don't see that, you have a problem. You have a real problem if you don't see that. If you do see that and you haven't accepted Christ yet, you better get that resolved quickly, because if you see it, then you know what's coming. If you don't see it, then you need to open up your mind and figure it out, because we are truly in the final countdown.
Amen. Well, I think I found it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so let me see. So this is talking, and it'll kind of iron out the rapture here as well. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
Mm-hmm.
2 Thessalonians, and we're going to start in 2:7.
Okay.
The Thessalonians. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And most theologians will say this is the Holy Spirit that dwells within the ecclesia, dwells within the people. Right. So we're the restrainer. And you got to say, yeah, that's right, because it basically the true believers in the world are the only things that keeping the evil down right now. We rise up against this. But when the restrainer leaves, so the church leaves, okay, the Holy Spirit goes with us, okay, as far as dwelling in people. Now, during the tribulation, he can come upon people like he did in the Old Testament, but he lives with us now, and now we're restraining, so it's taken out of the way. So, basically, it says, out of the midst of it.
Yeah.
So, verse 8, that the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth, and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. Okay, so the church has to be out before the lawless one is revealed.
Yeah.
Well, that is...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let me finish. Yeah, the one who is coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the wicked are being deceived by Satan and his power and signs and false wonders because they did not receive the love of the truth as to be saved. Mm-hmm. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth but took pleasure in wickedness. This is where we're at.
Yeah, that's exactly where we're at. And what I was going to say, David, I wrote it down, has to do with the restrainer. Okay, now, the Bible uses that word, correct?
Yep.
Restrainer?
So, yeah, the one who restrains, yeah.
Yeah, so if that's the case, then to me that proves that the Holy Spirit is going to leave.
Correct.
When the church does. Otherwise, he wouldn't be called the restrainer, because what he's restraining is evil, right?
Yep. Okay. That's absolutely right. And we noticed this age of grace, during the church age, things were a lot different than even before that. Look at the stuff that read your Old Testament and see what happened before in all those old times. And even King David's like, pray, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Right.
So the Holy Spirit will come down. They call that the Shekinah glory is what they say now, but it's really Shekinah. And that was when the Spirit would come down and his glory would fill the temple like a train would fill the temple. Mm-hmm. So that's when we saw the glory of God coming down. But now he dwells within us, and we're supposed to be representatives. Because remember, we're joint heirs with Jesus, and we are ambassadors. So we're supposed to be representing Jesus and the Holy Spirit here on earth. That's why the restrainer lives within us, the Holy Spirit. And that's what's keeping down all the evil. And once that is taken out of the way, you're going back to a 7-year period designated specifically for Israel. So it's going to go back to the old school way, where God's going to be up here, and the Holy Spirit will come down and talk to people and have a great revival.
Right.
But it's going to be a different iteration of it.
Yeah.
Much different.
Yeah. Much different. Yeah. Okay. Stuff going around the world right now. Let's look at Let's look at this one. This one makes no sense to me. Maybe you can explain this once you hear it. Let's listen to this one.
It's their defensive capabilities.
Japan and Italy are currently in.
Let me. I think this Wrong is one. The one I messed up earlier, David, when we were when we had our technical issues. So let me play this from the beginning. Here we go.
Amid strategic advances by China and North Korea in the Indo-Pacific region, Japan and Italy are bolstering their military cooperation to enhance their defensive capabilities.
Japan and Italy are currently in the second day of a three-day joint exercise called Rising Sun 24, aimed at improving defensive capabilities as China and North Korea increase their tactical presence in the area. The exercise features four F-35A fighters from Japan and another four from Italy, along with four Eurofighters. Two KC-767 refueling aircraft are also part of the exercise. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Makes no sense. I mean, I'm sorry, that makes no sense. You've got four airplanes from Italy, four airplanes in Japan, maybe some fueling aircrafts, and they're on two different continents, and they want to some way affect China and Japan and North Korea?
Right.
I mean, tell me how that makes any sense at all, because I really don't know.
It does not. But it does remind me of Shakespeare. Remember that guy?
Yes.
All right. So Shakespeare says, misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. It's old English for you got some adversity and, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be friends with somebody you normally would not be friends with.
Right. Yeah. I just don't see how they can help each other. You know, they're too far apart.
They can't, which is why that's a strange bedfellow then.
Yeah. Hmm. That's insanity. I don't get it. But anyway.
Yeah, it's like Japan and Italy.
It's like a feel good thing, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they're buying all the farmland in Italy like they are in America.
I don't know. Okay. Well, we've run out of time here in the first half of the show. But in the second half of the show, we're going to really get into this final countdown. And we're going to tell you what to expect because the Bible tells us what to expect. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to tell you what's coming because you're not going to hear it in the national media. I promise you, you're not going to ever hear it in the media. You're going to have to listen to us or people that like us are watching scripture very carefully along with current events. So you guys hang in there. We'll be back after a very short break with the second half of Last Christian.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate ahead of November's presidential election. Initially, 60-year-old Walz was seen as an outsider in the race for the VP nomination. Evanston's Mitch McCann reports.
16 days ago, Kamala Harris was the running mate on the Democratic presidential ticket. Now Harris has chosen her own vice presidential candidate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Walz, originally from Nebraska, is in his second term as the state's governor after a career in the United States National Guard and as a schoolteacher both in China and the U.S. During his time as governor, Walz has introduced social welfare programs such as free lunch for public school students and increased protections allowing workers to unionize. The decision brings an end to intense speculation about who Harris would pick, with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly among the initial favorites.
It was confirmed this week that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will meet in a televised debate next month. The Trump and Harris campaigns confirmed the pair will meet on September the 10th. It was the date that Trump and Joe Biden were scheduled to have their second debate. Newly released footage from U.S. police this week revealed moments of chaos leading up to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump last month. The former U.S. president was hit by a bullet in the shooting, which killed one person and injured two others at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Ever since Benji Heyer has more.
Weeks on from a day that almost changed history, fresh body camera video which shows the seconds right before and in the immediate aftermath of the attack, including when one officer comes almost face to face with the suspect lying on a rooftop.
It's close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. He's straight up. He's laying down. He's got an arc. Next building over.
In another clip, a local policeman is heard angrily saying that he'd asked the Secret Service days prior to secure the building in question from where the gunman opened fire. Head of the protection agency has since resigned, after what she called the most significant operational failure in decades.
Three Taylor Swift concerts scheduled in Austria were scrapped this week after a terror plot came to light. Officials say a tragedy was prevented following the arrest of several suspects who were planning a terrorist attack at the stadium where Swift was scheduled to perform. EverSense Europe correspondent William Denslow reports.
Organisers of the concert series say they were left with no choice but to cancel the shows in the interest of everyone's safety. Officials say one of the suspects is a 19-year-old Austrian citizen who'd pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group and had a particular focus on Taylor Swift's events. Roughly 65,000 people were expected on each of the three nights Swift was scheduled to perform in Vienna.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Oh, wow.
Oh. I was just practicing.
Okay. I was wondering,
was that the last Trump, JD?
No, because we're still here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just warming up.
I saw you pick that thing up and I dropped my headphones real quick because I heard that. You know, I always thought that those things were, you know, how in the world? I mean, you know, you look at that and you say, that couldn't make too much noise. And then we went to a conference, what was it, back in April?
Yep.
Okay. And you had that big, a big shofar. Mm-hmm. And you were, oh man, how far? Not 100 yards, but, you know, 65, 70.
Yeah, you were far away in another room.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it was out there. And man, you blew that thing and it was loud. So, you know, don't ever underestimate that thing.
Yeah,
don't
well, ever. God's trumpet's gonna like echo in the whole earth.
It'll yeah, cool. For real. Yeah. I mean, good grief. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's cool because God designed them in a certain way. I mean, the mathematics and everything and the acoustics.
Yeah.
And it just, and they're all designed with the Fibonacci sequence and the right curve and everything and just amplifies it tremendously. It's wonderful.
Man. Yeah. They're loud. I'll tell you that. Okay. In this part of the show, we are going to get down to the final countdown and what people need to expect here. And
the final countdown.
Yeah. There's, you know, war and rumor war, like I was saying in the first half of the show, it's been there, you know, for millennia, but it's never been there at the same time as massive amounts of earthquakes and famines and pestilences and all that. Everything at exactly the same time. That's never happened before in history. Ever. Look it up. Look it up. But
it's the convergence of all the signs. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at what's going on in the Ukraine. I got two reports on this, and I think they're really important. So let's listen to this real quick. If I can get over there. Maybe. Maybe not.
Russian officials stated they were repelling Ukrainian cross-border raids in a southwestern province for a second consecutive day, while Kyiv officials remained silent about the operation's extent.
Russian President Vladimir Putin labeled the incursion into the southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation and mentioned plans to meet with top defense and security officials to address the situation. The regional head urged residents to donate blood due to the intense fighting, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Okay, so this is the Ukraine striking inside of Russia. Okay, that's a little, that's much different. Now, let's look at this one.
Fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces in Russia's Kursk region has entered its fourth day, after Kyiv's troops launched a surprise cross-border incursion earlier this week. Megumi Lim reports from Kyiv.
Geolocated footage and Russian claims indicate Ukrainian forces have continued rapid advances further into the Kursk region, into areas as far as 35 kilometers from the international border with Ukraine's Sumy region. Kyiv has so far remained silent on the assault taking place, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his nightly video address on Thursday said, quote, Russia brought war to our land and it should feel what it has done. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
Okay, so Ukraine is now going into Russian territory with NATO weapons. And Russia's not happy any more than we would be if Mexico or Canada invaded us with Russian weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think they might do? And I'm talking about Russia.
Yeah, Russia, they're we're tweaking them. As simple as that.
Yeah.
And they're probably tweaking them on purpose, and Russia's not going to play nice, and they're going to join with China, and Japan and Italy are going to get together to strength. So, but to bring up Shakespeare again, he seems to want to come back into this. What's it say? All the world's a stage, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is just playing out all this stuff that they're doing, and ultimately, even behind that, is, you know, Satan's plan to deceive the nations and try and ultimately, if he feels he can bring Israel to ruin and eliminate them, then God's plan won't take effect, mm-hmm. and then he wins. So, yeah. And here we are on this stage playing in life, like a big movie. I think that's probably a better way to say it nowadays. Shakespeare than that. But we're literally watching a huge movie, because this is the one moment in time, just like the movie, a couple hours of your entire life. You go in there, oh wow, that was great. So 1,000 years from now, we're going to be looking, oh, remember that movie we were in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll be looking back and saying, yeah, that was a cool movie. I'm glad I chose this way. You know?
Yeah, glad I chose the right theme, which unfortunately I think the United States is about to choose, if it hasn't already, choose the wrong theme. Mm-hmm. So
Russia is just going to do what Russia does, and they're slated to come down. You know, it's Gog and Magog to come down and take spoils. Mm-hmm. And we had Derek on a couple of weeks ago, and he doesn't think it's the oil; he thinks it's other things.
Yeah, I'm still leaning toward the oil. You know, I know Derek Gilbert doesn't believe that, and you know, he could be right. I could be 100% wrong.
Well, he's not dogmatic about it either. He just kind of sees things.
No, I mean, he looks at it the way that we do. This isn't a salvation issue. You know, we can all speculate as to what's going to happen, but what we know is written in the Bible, and what we know for sure is going to happen is that these countries are going to all rally against Israel, and they're going to come at Israel from north, south, east, and west with overwhelming force that everybody in the world knows there's no hope. I mean, no hope. There's no escape. Israel is going to be destroyed. There's no doubt about it. And all of the countries in the world
are on the very verge of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. You know, they are. Everybody's convinced this is it. It's over. Israel has lost, you know, before it even happens. Everything's going to happen at one time, and everybody gives up on them. And here's some countries are going to protest at the United Nations. Oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. But they're not going to put any boots on the ground. They're not going to assist in any way, including the United States of America. And then God himself comes down and ends it. So that's it. I'm sorry, but you're dead. You know, I mean, that's really what's going to happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, here's an interesting thought, because basically Trump is a friend of Israel. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, Clown 1 and Clown 2 have zero chance of actually getting any votes that aren't paid for. Now, what if for some reason they do the same thing they did in 2020 and somehow they get Clown 1 and Clown 2 in there? That would easily facilitate it. But what if Trump actually does win because, like, literally everybody votes for him and they have 3 votes for Clown 1 and Clown 2? So what would that look like? Because he's a friend of Israel. So would that postpone these events and maybe, okay, that was a real strong contraction, okay, but we're going to loosen up for a little while and then bring another one?
I don't think there's
a lot of cool stuff. Yeah,
I think my opinion on that, and it's strictly opinion, okay?
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, my opinion on that is that the United States is simply going to walk away from Israel. Trump is going to win, but he's not going to serve. He's not going to serve. They're going to find a way to disqualify him from going into office.
Declare a state of emergency and say, okay, we can't have a change of government during the state of emergency.
And
that's a viable option, I guess.
Well, I'll tell, and the reason that I say that with a bit of certainty is because Biden was just interviewed this week, and he said, or they, the question was, do you expect there to be a peaceful transfer of power? Now, he said, not if Trump wins. What was he
like accusing Trump of not being peaceful, or was he saying,
I'm not going to give it up. It's the way I interpret, my personal interpretation of that was, I won't leave. I will not let him serve. You know, I won't let that happen. Now, how he's going to do that constitutionally, I don't know. But then again, the United States of America hadn't been following the Constitution for a long time. Don't underestimate it. Okay.
Yeah, I remember a couple hundred years ago we had a similar problem.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
Yeah, people need to watch out because I hated to see the assassination attempt, and I really hated to hear. And if you dig deep enough for it, unless it's been completely scrubbed, which is possible now because they're really good at scrubbing stuff off of internet now, you know, when it comes to the government. But there was actually a Secret Service agent that was overheard saying, we'll try again in a month. And that came directly from the United States Secret Service. So,
wow, that's interesting. So who did he say it to, and where?
It was agent to agent. It was an agent to agent walkie-talkie conversation. All right, now I want you to listen to this one, because this one just keeps us on the same path. Listen to this.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. A huge security operation is going to be mounted in the UK when Taylor Swift appears at Wembley Stadium later this month. The move follows the at least partial unravelling of an alleged plot to attack her Eras concert tour gigs in Vienna. Austrian police arrested two men and say one of them had recently pledged allegiance to Islamic State.
No one wants to see an event close down because of a threat or the likelihood of terrorism.
Steve Park is a security analyst with Global Security Resources in London.
The threat hasn't gone away. It's an ongoing investigation, and obviously the police have decided to step in because obviously with these private events, you have private security, and you have obviously they are liaising with, you know, the police force or the military that might be able to help them with security in outside of the public arena. We've seen events being attacked. We've seen threats that have been made, and perhaps they haven't closed venues down. We've looked at the recent things that have been going on in the Olympics, and obviously the police have been able to manage the saboteurs and the kind of things that have been going on, a lot more than we actually know of. But I can only say that this is an ongoing event.
Wembley Stadium has a seating capacity of 90,000, and of course Taylor Swift's five nights there are sold out. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Don't care for Taylor Swift at all. Don't agree with her political policies at all. But I really hope that she's safe. I don't wish death and destruction on anybody, especially.
Yeah, I wish she would give up her witchcraft repent and be a servant for Christ and preach the gospel now.
Right. But what is apparent to me, David, and I'll let you comment on this as much as you want, is that I feel like that the attention now is being focused on events like this. Mm-hmm. It could affect sporting events, could affect things like the NCAA championship games or, you know, Super Bowl or, you know, big soccer matches or something like that. And one thing that you've got to realize is that we have allowed, rightly or wrongly or whatever your opinion may be on it, we have allowed millions of people that we have no idea who they are inside the United States, and a few of them are bad. And it's not going to surprise me at all when some venue is hit, and I mean hit hard. And you heard Wembley holds 90,000. Well, Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium in Austin holds a little over 100,000. You know, there's big venues everywhere. And one terrorist event like that in one of those venues, and don't think they can't be hit. You know, one attack like that, and our country is in turmoil beyond anything that 9/11 even thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, so you're going to see that, first of all, Islam doesn't stop, okay? Right. You could you could kill 99% of them off, and that 1% is still going to go and attack you. That's just their religion, and that's what they do, and that's what they're taught. Mm-hmm. Because they just believe that, oh, if I even looked at your land, it belongs to me. Mm-hmm. That kind of a thing. They really believe that. And so they're just going to keep on doing it, and they believe that they got their fake god, Allah, who is actually Satan, on their side. Mm-hmm. And they're going to keep on going. And the funny part is they'll schmoozle people, mm-hmm, to try and get, like, sympathy and all that. Oh, look at us. Oh, we're so sad. Oh, look, mm-hmm, they're attacking us. Oh, this and that and the other. They'll get people on their side, and then they'll go and attack those people. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, like the scorpion and a frog. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one point there is that the Gaza attack, mm-hmm, where the Hamas went into Israel and started all this stuff, mm-hmm, the people that they attacked were people that supported Hamas. Mm-hmm. They were friends with them, or thought they were, right up until
they got
murdered.
Yeah, that's why they had the concert down at that border.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, you know, don't think that just because you're friends with somebody that they're not going to turn around and stab you, because they will. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like making friends with a snake.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
He's, yeah, as soon as he's like, oh, you look tasty, he's going to bite you.
Exactly. Yes, yes. So,
yeah, because they have no conscience. They have no, there's no spirit in there at all. It's, mm-hmm, just evil. So this is where we're at now. So now you get all these libtards. And they're going to start to attack them, because it's going to push it. And the only way, actually, they won't even stop. Even if they all convert to Islam, mm-hmm, they're going to be saying, well, you didn't do it right. So they're,
exactly,
going to have a fight,
yeah,
about that.
Exactly.
And they're going to fight each other until they're all gone.
Yeah, and they're already fighting each other. When you talk about the Shiite, Shiites, mm-hmm, and the other one, I can't remember what they call
Sunnis,
it.
Sunnis, yeah.
Sunni, yeah. They're already fighting each other all over the world, and I don't know what ours would be here in the United States, probably both, you know.
Yeah, they're all over here.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it's definitely not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So what do we expect now in the final countdown? What should we be looking
here's
for?
The deal. Like we talk about on every show, okay, it's going to wax worse and worse, until such a point where it's unbearable. He said it will shorten the days, mm-hmm, for the elect's sake, because it's, mm-hmm, going to get worse than any time ever in history.
Right.
You know, fortunately, the bride will not be here for the worst part, but there will be some people who we probably know now who haven't received the Lord yet, and, yeah, will, once we're gone, and say, oh, you know what? I should have listened. So let, mm-hmm, me listen now.
Yeah.
And there'll be the greatest revival, because during the tribulation, it's black and white. Simple as that. It's, mm-hmm, black and white. You're either following the Antichrist or you're following Christ. So literally half and half. It'll be the greatest revival ever. But they won't be part of the bride. They'll be part, right, of the tribulation, right, saints thing. Mm-hmm. And some of them will actually survive through it. And those are the ones that will populate into the new millennium. Mm-hmm. And they'll have a different role as well. So they're not all bad roles, but I mean, if you're going to pick a role, you might as well be the bride.
Yeah, well, you know, I got no interest in being a tribulation, you know.
Nope. None. Out.
None, mm-hmm, at all. And I know it's coming, because the Bible has never been wrong a single time. And I know that there's going to be people out there who say, oh, yeah, the Bible's been proven wrong. Okay, show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me, okay?
Yep.
Show me where it's been wrong. Don't just say, you know, it's been wrong because somebody said so. Okay?
Yeah, because their professor said, oh, it's been proven wrong. Just believe
that's
me,
easy
it's been
to
proven
do.
Wrong.
Yeah. That's easy to do. You know, show me the facts. And
I'll show you thousands of places where it was right, yeah, even though they thought it was wrong at first.
Exactly, yeah. You know, every time science tries to prove it wrong, all they do is prove it right, and then they forget about that one, and they move on to something else to try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the truth. That's the way it's been. Don't believe me? Look it up. Just look it up. That's all I can tell you.
Look it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Look it up.
So, you know, okay. Right now, Israel went in. It had to embarrass Iran beyond belief. Okay. This is in their capital city, and it is about 2 miles from where the Supreme Leader lives, Khomeini. Okay, it was an apartment complex on the second or third floor, I think. And the biggest guy in Hamas or Hezbollah, I can't remember which, was there to attend the inauguration of Iran's new president. And all of a sudden, it blew up.
And the whole building?
No, just the part of the building that the guy was in.
Oh, just one section.
One little area, okay? One blast, boom, he's dead, okay? Now, they still haven't figured out yet. Well, I think they figured it out that there was a bomb planted there months ago to take this guy out, you know, in this event, or weeks ago anyway. Because initially they were saying they didn't know if it was a missile or if it was a bomb. But either way, it came from inside Iran and it killed this Hamas or Hezbollah leader. And that's what all this new stuff is all about. This is the reason that they want to attack Israel. The problem is that the Iranian president and the Ayatollah have a different opinion on this. That the Iranian president saying we shouldn't go after Israel directly because, you know, the United States said that they'll protect them if we attack. But the Ayatollah wants to punish them now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how that's going to go, you have any idea on what that's going to be? And as you answer that, I want to also let everybody know that Israel has, according to a lot of reports I'm getting, notified the Pentagon that they're going to strike first.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, go ahead.
Yeah, and they probably did already. And, you know, they're looking to go cut off the head of the snake. And they're going to have precision things, and they're going to go after all of them. And it's going to be a surprise when they least expect it. Israel's just very good at that kind of a thing.
Yeah, they are.
But, you know, here we are again, right? And same old story, Islam's fighting each other. Yeah. So the, where was I going with the thought? Yeah, so they, I lost my thought.
That happens to me again.
Because I was thinking of all the other stuff going on. Well, we're going to see over and over and over again, and they're going to continue to try over and over and over to come after Israel. But when it's exactly when the timing's right, and God is going to poke them so hard in so many different places, and they're going to wanna until such time. Where he says, okay, I poke them enough and then take that restrainer off and let them all come together into one spot together against the anointed, Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why he's doing this now, is to basically keep poking at them until they all get so annoyed. Because just think about it, right now or even just a little earlier, one might come in and the other one will say, okay, I'll watch from over here. I'll see what's happening. No, he's going to poke all of them and over and over and over again until they all are so upset that they all gather together at the same time and come together against the Lord. This way he can come down and all at once.
Yeah, all at once.
Get all of them all at once and then take over and rule the earth.
Yeah.
So that's what we're seeing, is him poking everybody. So it's another reason why we're that close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I, you know, if you have a Bible, pick it up and go to Ezekiel 38 and 39. If you don't have a Bible, go to BibleGateway.com.
Or go buy one.
Yeah. And look up Ezekiel 38 and 39. And you're going to see the exact countries. The Bible names them that come against Israel. Now, it's in the old country name. Okay? Mm-hmm. The old countries. Well, come on, people. Figure it out.
Persia, Iran.
Figure it out. You know, all you got to do is research the old name and just put in the old name and says is now, and I promise you it'll come up with a new name, like Persia, Iran. Easy.
Yep.
Okay? So do that and look at what's going on in the world. Pull out your, you know, look on your news, whatever, even the liberal news, I don't care. Look at it and then look at all the countries that are involved, and then understand this. They haven't been friends for millennia, and now they are, and they're coming up against Israel. Okay, the just like the Bible said.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Adversity makes strange bedfellows.
So,
that's exactly where we're at.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, we got a show coming up. I want to tell everybody about this one real quick. We have a show coming up, and we're going to answer this question. I'm not going to do it today. I'm just going to tease you with it. Mm-hmm. The rapture, when it happens, do Christians really all just vanish all at once at the same time? We're going to have a show, and we're going to tell you all about that. Okay.
We're going to provide with all sorts of good things.
Yeah,
now,
it's going to be cool.
On the last Bible study, we talked about Satan and basically his light story. So well, 1 hour show is not nearly enough to get into some of the deeper stuff. So we're going to finish that up on the next Bible study.
Yeah, go ahead and tell people about that one too.
Yeah, so you're going to want to tune into that because we got all these pictures of Satan, and he's got these big red guy with the horns and this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not the way it is. That was Dante's vision of him in the Inferno. We kind of kept it.
Right.
And then we got Michelangelo's picture of Jesus. I was like, no, that's not him.
No.
He's Jewish. So anyway, we're going to look into more of, who is this Satan? Why did he do things this way? Because you need to know what your enemy is trying to do so he doesn't trick you.
Yeah,
and that's really what it's all about. Not because we're interested in Satan, but you need to know your enemy,
right?
So you know how not to be deceived by his wiles. Beware the wiles of the devil, right?
Yeah, and beware of social media taking down posts or videos like this. And because of that, we're going to encourage people now to look us up on Rumble. And I apologize for not having it in front of me right now where I can give you the
Rumble. Let's look up Last Christian.
And you
go to Rumble, put in Last Christian.
Yeah, you're going to find our shows there. And they don't take them down. And that's the reason we're trying
check this
to move
out.
Everything. Yeah, go ahead.
Just yesterday, YouTube took down a video I did 4 years ago.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. This violates our
community standards.
Yeah, for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was about, it says medical advice. So you can see what that's all about.
Yeah.
Clearly all of their medical advice back then, they've even debunked. So
yeah. They've even changed it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's like the video that we had removed that talked about, something that Time Magazine and a bunch of others thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread, including CNN and MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it violated their community standards. Which have got
even
to be the lowest standards
it.
In the history of time. Okay. So anyway, we're out of time for this event for tonight. But let me tell you, if you haven't accepted Christ yet, you better get on it because the rapture can literally happen at any second, and you do not want to be left behind. Everything that that needs to be done has been, and you just don't you don't want to miss the bus because there's only one, David. There's just one. So,
just one.
Until next time, and again, we got that big rapture show coming up. I hope that you guys will tune into that. Remember to check us out on Rumble if by fate, we go away. See you next time. God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.